So who speaks for God? How do you know when it is truly the word of the Lord that you're hearing? When the people of Israel left Egypt and then wandered in the wilderness those 40 years, the answer to the question was simple. Moses. Moses speaks for God. And the words that he delivers can be relied upon to be the word of the Lord. When the 40 years were over, though, and the people were about to enter the promised land, Moses wasn't going with them. And so the people wondered, how would they know the authentic God talk when they heard it now? Who now speaks for God? So in response to this question, Moses gives the instructions and promise that are contained in our first reading. But first, back up a few verses. And we hear Moses first lay out what authentic God talk is not. Who does not speak for God? He's pretty clear and specific. Diviners, soothsayers, augurs, sorcerers, magicians, mediums, and oracles do not speak for God. All of them are to be avoided. All of their practices are abhorrent to the Lord. Strong language. Why so strong? Why abhorrent to the Lord? Well, I think it's because all those professions, those types, are all seeking to manipulate or control God, to meet God and hear God speak, but only on our terms. Right? Only on our terms. And let's be clear, these things sound ancient and arcane. Mediums, sorcerers, magicians. But they're not really. So in magic or sorcery, hey, we try to harness supernatural powers for our own ends. And a lot of times, our prayers have this quality of magic working, our own prayers. You know, like when we try to tell God exactly what is wrong, exactly what we think God should do about it, everything to the detail of how we want things to unfold. It's a kind of magic working, calling on a supernatural force to do the thing that we want to happen. Sometimes we make bargains in hopes of enticing God to do the action that we want. That's another kind of soothsaying. On the other hand, there are times when we don't really want responsibility of making decisions. Should I do this or should I do that? Should I choose this path or that path? We wonder. And we hope that God will tell us what to do with the guidance of some kind of soothsayer or augur or medium or oracle. Give me a sign, we pray. And it's really seeking an oracle. So these are not just ancient or arcane things. They are built in some ways to our own habits and our own way of relating to God. But Moses says that God's people of Israel do not attempt to control or manipulate God. Such things are not what we do in healthy relationships. Alluding to the children's story, such things are what Jackal does. Jackal wants to get his or her way by means of force, by means of manipulation, power, and control. It is not the hallmark of a healthy relationship. Instead, God's people are to speak and listen with respect and love and empathy. Or, like giraffe. And who will speak for God in this relationship? Moses says, a prophet. Moses says, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people, and you shall heed such a prophet. So, authentic God talk comes not from diviners, but from prophets. But now the question of who speaks for God is just deferred, right? Because then we could ask, who is a real prophet? And indeed, Scripture asks this question in the words immediately following our first reading. So, verse 21, question, you may say to yourself, how can we recognize a word that the Lord has spoken? And the answer, if a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, but the thing does not take place or prove true, it is a word that the Lord has not spoken. So, how do you know a prophet? It's someone whose words prove true. A prophet is someone whose words prove true. Well, in first hearing, it sounds here like a prophet's business is to make predictions about the future. And then the mark of authenticity is whether the things the prophet says, the things that the prophet says will happen, actually end up happening. Will the words prove true? But on deeper examination, there is more to this. There's more to the idea of words proving true, not just prediction. A prophet tells the truth about what is. Some people say that prophecy is not foretelling, it is forthtelling. Right? Not predicting and foretelling, but forthtelling. Takes me a little bit to wrap my tongue around that. Telling forth the truth that God would say. Telling the truth about God and our world. That's forthtelling. And in some ways, that's all a prophet does, is tell the truth. In a world that is steeped in fake news and soaked with politically correct speech and saturated with marketing talk and propaganda, a prophet speaks with simplicity, directness, and clarity about what is. As Scripture puts it, a prophet's words prove true. It can be difficult sometimes to listen to a real prophet. Sometimes, and the whole story of Israel bears this out, sometimes we're like the character in the movie who can't handle the truth, right? You can't handle the truth. Because the truth challenges us in uncomfortable ways. In this light, the word of the Lord can come to us in some surprising ways and from some unlikely sources. Maybe it was that person who really blasted you for some weakness, offense, or transgression on your part. Maybe it was a jackal in your life who was naming things that you would rather not have named. And your first reaction was shame, and then anger and denial. But if you managed to get through that, you saw maybe that they had a point. There was a doctor once who was habitually late for appointments. One day the head nurse in his practice just let fly and informed him in angry and resentful terms just how much his lateness affected her and the rest of the staff. When patients were kept waiting and waiting and waiting in their little rooms, it was the staff who took the flack, not the exalted doctor. And the staff were fed up. Well, the doctor said that his first reaction was shame, and then an angry denial. But he managed to take a step back from the situation, and he realized that he really was late very often. And he could begin to see that his behavior was harming others. The truth was told. An angry prophet spoke. So who speaks for God? Almost anyone can. And almost anything can be the word of the Lord to us, if we're in the right frame of mind to receive it. Prophecy is the truth about our lives and about the world. But God's people of Israel still want to know, of all the people that claim to speak for God, who can we consistently look to for guidance? Our world has so many would-be prophets and God talkers. YouTube and Facebook are packed with people claiming to give you the straight goods about anything and everything. Self-help sections of bookstores are stacked to the ceiling. Our world has so many God talkers and prophets. So who do we look to consistently who speaks for God? As Christians, of course, we turn to Jesus. In the gospel story from Mark, we see that it was the same in Jesus' day as it is in ours, and there were many, many people claiming to speak for God. People invoked God all the time in both political and religious realms. Indeed, they didn't see a difference between the politics and religion. The Sadducees said, "God blesses our king and emperor." The Pharisees said, "God calls us to holy and set apart living." The scribes were the officially sanctioned God talkers, with the ability to read and years of study behind them. They held the authority to interpret scripture for the people. And they said, "God tells you to listen to us." Right? God tells you to listen to us. So there were all kinds of voices asserting all kinds of forces, asserting their own authority. And into this cacophony of sometimes contradictory voices comes Jesus one day. No official sanction, no blessing from the temple or synagogue officials, no degree from any institution of higher learning. And Jesus teaches. His teaching is simple and direct. "The time is fulfilled," he says, "and the realm of God has come near. Repent and trust in the good news." That's all. That's his whole sermon. Trust in the good news. The people hear this message, and Mark tells us that they are astounded because he teaches as one having authority. They hear Jesus' words and they know in their bones that his words prove true. That he's telling the truth about God and about the world. The time is fulfilled and the realm of God has come near. Repent and trust in the good news. For these words, the people say that Jesus has authority and power. Jesus has the authority of a prophet who tells the truth. And indeed, he is the prophet whom Moses prophesied and promised would come. Moses promised that God would never stop speaking to God's people, that God's people would always have a relationship with God. And in Jesus, that promise is fulfilled. Jesus' words have power. When an unclean spirit shows up, Jesus is willing to confront it. In the midst of all of its babbling, and did you notice, it's a very religious unclean spirit. It uses these words of religion, the Holy One of God. But it uses them without authority, without the right spirit. Anyhow, in the midst of all of its religious babbling, Jesus cuts to the chase. Be silent. Be silent, he says in the NRSV, or shut up, he says in Eugene Peterson's The Message. Or muzzle it. That's my own translation. The Greek word comes from muzzle. He tells the unclean spirit to muzzle it. You couldn't ask for more simple, direct, or clear words. Jesus' authority comes from the truth and the power of his words, the words that are from God. God gives us prophets. From Moses all the way through the history of Israel, the major and the minor prophets. And God never stops speaking. God never stops being in relationship with you and I. In Jesus, God has spoken words of power and truth and authority. And we feel it too. We feel the empathy, the love, and sometimes the directness of his words to the unclean spirits that is part of our own life. Jesus speaks strongly. But he always speaks the truth. And he always speaks the truth in love. Our calling is to follow in the same way. To speak along with our Lord words of truth and power, love, empathy, and compassion into our lives and into our world. Who speaks for God? Anyone whose life is in the image of Jesus. Anyone of us. Speaking God's words to one another and to a weary world in pain. Amen. Praise be to God in Christ Jesus, who speaks the truth in love to us.